Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Before we get to this week's episode, I gotta tell you about Clever.fm, our sponsor for this week at Earbuds Podcast Collective. Clever.fm is changing the podcast listening game. Their app links out to content that your favorite host mentions on their podcast. So, you're listening to a show, and the host talks about their favorite new sweater and where to get it. Clever.fm will give you a link to that sweater so that you can check it out. Clever.fm is great both for listeners and creators. Listeners, by listening on Clever.fm, you can interact with your favorite hosts more easily. Creators, you can make it super easy for your listeners to take actions based on your words. Good news, Clever.fm is offering white glove linking services to the first 100 creators who sign up at clever.fm/creators. So if you're a podcaster looking to up your listener engagement, this is for you. Again, that link is clever.fm/creators. And yes, if you were listening on the Clever app right now, you could look down at your phone and the link would be right there. Thank you to clever.fm for their support of Earbuds. Hello, happy 2022. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm excited to enter another year of podcast listening and curating. I wonder what trends will emerge in terms of content, listening habits, the podcast industry, and so much more. Stay tuned. I promise to report on all things podcasting right here on the show. Here's what you can expect from Earbuds this year. We've got an upgraded submission system for podcast curators coming soon on the website. We'll continue to experiment with this podcast in our ongoing effort to make the best possible podcast recommendation podcast. We'll have more incredible guests and curators from around the podcast world. We also hope to return to in-person events and meetups eventually, probably sometime later this year. 2022 also means that Earbuds is turning 5. As I mentioned last week, I was planning on having a huge party to celebrate, but that does not seem likely with this new COVID surge. More details soon on a virtual celebration and maybe an in-person party in the latter half of the year. Let's get to today's agenda. For our first podcast recommendation theme of the year, Laurel Morales is our curator, and she chose the theme A Good Cry. Laurel is a podcast creator and a freelance reporter for NPR. She hosts the podcast Two Lives. In a moment, you'll hear from Laurel about why she chose the theme A Good Cry to kick off the year at Earbuds. She'll also share what she hopes listeners will take away from her podcast picks. After hearing from Laurel, I'll share the titles and the episodes that she chose for this week's theme. Then you'll hear about this week's Earbuds Podcast Spotlight, sponsored by Podspike. Then we'll close it out for the week. Here's Laurel Morales.
The theme I chose was A Good Cry. Because consciously or not, that's often what I'm looking for in a podcast. Some sort of catharsis. I love a good story. And I love a story that makes me both laugh and cry. And I think that's what Two Lives strives to do. How do you discover podcasts? So many ways. First, through newsletters, like Podcast the Newsletter, Earbuds, of course, the Bellow Collective, the Audio Storyteller. And then I belong to groups like Ladio and She Podcasts and Transom, and I often find out about great podcasts through them. And then, of course, on social media and Apple Podcasts. Oh, and I'm also cross-promoting with other podcasters. I'm getting to know people in the podcast community. And that's often through Ladio and She Podcasts. I'm finding people who both want to promote Two Lives, and we have complementary audiences. So I am also promoting their show. Or shows. How does your podcast listening impact your work as a podcaster? I would say I listen for multiple reasons, not just for my own personal catharsis, but also for good interview questions, good story structure or creative ways of telling stories, and sound design. What do you hope listeners get out of these podcast picks? A good cry, catharsis. Just as you think things couldn't get worse, the storyteller makes you laugh. So I think my favorite emotion is laughter through tears. You know, felt deeply empathy for someone who's going through something hard, and then they have this great sense of humor about it. And I always say, I can never make this shit up. Like, reality is often way funnier than any fiction. At funerals, funny things happen. At sad moments in our life, there's also kind of some hilarity. Like Stephanie Lindsay was talking about being in this devastating car accident where she broke several bones in her body, and they had to cut off her favorite jeans to take care of her. And she's like, but those are my favorite jeans. And, you know, she's laughing in this moment that's incredibly traumatic. I'm Laurel Morales. I am the creator of Two Lives, a podcast about people who have faced darkness and how those moments transformed them in surprising ways.
Laurel sent in that voice clip because we were not able to meet virtually in the Squadcast studio because of scheduling conflicts around the holidays at the end of the year. But I really appreciate her taking the time to put together that explanation of her podcast picks and some more. Thank you, Laurel. Here are the podcasts and episodes that Laurel chose as part of this week's theme, A Good Cry. From Lemonada's Good Grief, the episode is called Paula. The center of our universe is gone. From Rococo Punch, the podcast is The Turning, The Sisters Who Left, and the episode is called No Turning Back. From the podcast No Feeling is Final, the episode is called Hi, My Name is Honor. From StoryCorps, the episode is From One Essential Worker to Another. And from Two Lives, Laurel's podcast, the episode is called Poet Therese Estacion Survives Rare Infection. Thank you to Laurel for sharing a bit about her podcast picks and for curating this week's theme, our first of the year at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can find links to Laurel's picks at our website, earbudspodcastcollective.org. Do you want to curate a list for us? Anybody can do so. And when you curate a list, you can include one of your own episodes. Learn more at our website. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have no interest in this week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlit podcast for some more audio content from us. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, in partnership with PodSpike, we're spotlighting the podcast I Offer Poetry. Here's the description. I Offer Poetry asks the question, why don't we share poetry like we share music? Host Elizabeth Elson interviews people from all walks of life and gives them the opportunity to share a poem that their heart holds onto. Guests tell the stories that bring their chosen poem to the forefronts of their mind. It's a little bit linguistic and a little bit rock and roll. You can find I Offer Poetry with Elizabeth Elson wherever you listen to podcasts. And thank you to PodSpike for telling us about this show. Before we close it out this week, if you're into theater and podcasts, you might be interested to know that Pipe Dream Theater, creator of the musical theater trilogy Afterwards, was awarded Most Creative Podcast by the Cinemonic Podcast Festival for their episode of Hansel and Gretel. This epic musical podcast is available on all streaming services and headphones are recommended. Also, from Trashy Divorces, their 13th season is coming. They've covered rock stars and royals, politicians and pop culture icons, and so much more. And when you're covering the heartbreaks, romantic pratfalls, and legal maneuvers of the rich and famous, there's never a dull moment. And with breaking breakups like Dr. Dre's $100 million settlement and Madison Cawthorn's short and bizarre trip down the aisle, season 13 promises to be the most fun yet. That's from the podcast Trashy Divorces, a longtime friend of Earbuds. Check it out. That's it for this week of Feedback with Earbuds. Thank you for listening to our first episode of the year. We're back next week with more podcast recommendations. Thank you to this week's sponsor, Clever.fm, for their support. Have a lovely week filled with listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.